You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Surrender to the Lord. Except that you do not know it all. You cannot do life through your own strength and your own might. No, you need Jesus.
There is an old adversary that each and every person on this planet will come to face at one time or another. Sooner or later, you will come to face an enemy called uncertainty. I say an enemy because as humans, we very much like to be in the know. We want to know. We want to know how someone feels about us. We want to know how we're perceived by others. We want to know that we're safe. We want to know that if we buy this, it won't break down, so we want to know what the warranty says. In fact, look at how we turn the location on our phones. Look at how we put cameras on our doorbells. It's all because we want to know. We are creatures that take comfort in knowing. But what happens when you don't know? What happens when you don't know whether that pain is serious or harmless? What happens when you don't know if that family member or if that spouse is going to make it? What happens when you don't know? Saints, I want to encourage you to trust in the God who does know. Trust in the Almighty, because what is unknown to us is known to Him. What is uncertain to us is already certain to Him, meaning He knows all. He orchestrates it all. He's planned it all so that everything will work out for your good in the end. Psalms chapter 91, verse 14 to 15 says, "Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him." I speak over your life at this moment, and I declare that the watchful eye of our Lord Jesus Christ is upon you. The hand of the Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is on your life. He is watching over you. He will be the one to guide you. He will be the one to lift you up when you fall. He will preserve you during times of uncertainty. He will keep you in His loving arms. He will give His angels charge over you. He is a God that will protect you so that no misfortune may befall you. No attack from the devil against you will prosper. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you strength and understanding, knowledge and power. And above all, I pray that He gives you the peace of mind to remember that God is good all the time. Whether you know the answer or not, God is good all the time. He's a God who will continually protect you, and He will never leave you or forsake you. So may His light surround you. May His love overwhelm you. May His power protect you. Wherever you are, may God's presence be found. May you be guarded by His presence, and so I plead the blood of Jesus in agreement with everyone who is listening. Regardless of what your circumstances say, our certainty is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
God has this habit of turning things around, turning the painful things, the things meant to harm you. He has this habit of turning them around for your good. So whether tomorrow holds great promise or great disappointment, my life is in God's hands. I may face difficult times, but I have hope and faith in the one above.
Many people, many Christians, often fall victim to this debilitating spirit of fear and worry. And if there is something that worries you today, if there is something that makes you feel fearful, remember that of all the things God has given us, out of everything He has given us as His children, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so, if you find the spirit of fear and worry in your life, don't welcome it. Don't tolerate it. Don't entertain it. This is a spirit that comes straight from the pits of hell, and so you have to wage war against it. Jesus Christ didn't die on a cross so that you would live in a fearful and tormented state. As children of God, we have to know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That worry, anxiety, and fear are the devil's weapons of choice because they are silent killers.
So although God has given us several promises, promises of strength and blessing, promises of protection and provision, that doesn't mean there will never be a time where we won't feel challenged. But instead, it's in those moments that we should hold on tightly to the hand of God and raise our faith, because that is the only way that we can see the goodness of the Lord. So if you find yourself in that position where it appears as though your life is under attack, allow Jesus to be the one who dictates how and when you get through that situation. Allow the Lord to be in the driver's seat. Many Christians have the expectation that once they are saved, life will be blissful and filled with joy all the time. This is obviously the wrong expectation to have. It's simply not realistic. So instead, I encourage you to expect some challenges in life, but expect to overcome through the power in the blood of Jesus. Expect to face a Goliath or two, but also expect the might and power of the Holy Spirit to see you through. Expect to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But people of God, you should also expect that the Good Shepherd will be looking out for you. His rod and staff will be right there to provide you with comfort. Expect adversity. Expect the lion's den. Expect the Red Sea. But expect Jesus Christ to deliver you out of each and every situation. In God's Word, we are told that we will have to endure trials, experience some pain, and encounter some disappointments. It's not what we like to hear, but think of it this way. If God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, one who was pure, holy, and blameless, only to then watch Him carry all of the sins of this world and be crucified, is that not a painful experience? With everything that Jesus went through, the persecution, the physical pain and torture, who are we to then say to God, "Why did you send me this disappointment in my life? Why did you let this event happen that made me feel some pain?" We need to get things in the right perspective. We are following Christ. We are following His example. And we should be confident that despite everything He went through, in the end, He wins.
I want to read a passage of Scripture that addresses worry. Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 32 reads, "And He said to His disciples, 'Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek His kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." If you're worried about something, the remedy is the Word of God. If you are fearful about something, the antidote is the Word of God. If you are anxious about anything, anything at all, the cure is the Word of God. All in all, as you get to know God's Word, you get to know God's voice. As you get to know God's voice, you'll know that fear and worry are not from God. Jesus Christ said, "Do not be anxious about your life." This means that you should not let anything affect you. Have faith. Have faith and know that God is in control.
The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." I want you to note how God is saying to His people, "Humble yourselves, pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways." This, saints, is how you can turn your life around. I believe that here in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, the Bible is telling us to humble ourselves, because we need to come to the place whereby we are willing to simply serve. We have to be willing to serve Jesus Christ, to serve the body of Christ, and to serve His kingdom. The second point is to pray and seek His face. Psalm 42 verse 1 says, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God." There needs to be a longing and a yearning for God in your heart. Indeed, the Lord wants His children to not only pray, but to pray and seek His face. That means don't just come with a list of requests. Take time to commune with Him, to build a relationship with Him. God wants us to fellowship with Him. The Bible tells us to seek one thing above all else in Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God wants us to seek Him first. Now the third point is that we should turn from our wicked ways. Our God is holy, and He has called us to be separate from the world, meaning that we ought not to engage in the sinful practices of this world. We ought to turn away. And so, should you desire to turn your life around, do it the way God has prescribed in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. As His word says, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Humble yourself, pray and seek His face, turn away from your wicked ways.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world, again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.